Okay, so get this. We're going to be diving into some time travel today.
Time travel, huh?
Yeah, you've given us all these articles and notes about this guy, Kirk Lazarus.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, and he supposedly built an actual working time machine.
A time machine.
Yeah, back in the late 1800s.
Oh, wow, that's going way back.
It is.
I'm interested to see what we've got.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is really like a story that just,
It captures the
it
imagination.
does. It really
Because, like you
does.
said, historical details and then some outlandish claims.
Yeah.
We're talking disappearances, frozen guy in Antarctica, and then there's even like these whispers of ancient Egypt.
It's crazy.
It's a lot.
It's like something straight out of like a sci-fi novel.
It really is.
Where do we even begin?
Well, I think we probably got to start with the beginning,
Okay.
the story of Kirk Lazarus.
All right, so Kirk Lazarus himself, the Toontown Time Machine incident. This is where it all starts.
Oh, yeah.
So it claims that he built this time machine in his basement.
In his
In
basement.
his basement
Okay.
in Toontown, Delaware.
Of all places,
I know.
Toontown, Delaware?
Toontown, I mean,
Yes.
that alone,
No,
right?
it's intriguing, just the setting
It makes you wonder if there's some like significance,
to the
like why
location.
Toontown,
Right.
you
What
know?
is so special about Toontown? They'll
Exactly.
say.
The article says that he tested the machine in 1873 with his friend Justin Time.
Wait, just in
I
time. Are
know.
you
I'm
serious?
dead
Even the
serious.
names in the story are wild.
I know.
Okay, so they tested it in 1873, and then what?
Well, after the test, Justin
Right, you
vanished,
just,
gone.
like, poof.
What happened to him?
Well, that's where the time traveler anomaly comes in. So this
Okay.
is years later, right?
Right.
We're talking 1885. Researchers find this frozen body.
A frozen body.
Yeah, in Antarctica.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
He's dressed in clothing that's typical of the 1800s.
All right.
But carbon dating says that this body is over 10,000 years old.
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me that this guy was frozen for thousands of years,
Right.
but he's dressed like he came straight out of Lazarus's time.
Yep.
That's
It's
crazy.
a wild discrepancy,
It is.
for
This is
sure.
wild.
And Lazarus, he believed that this frozen guy was just in time.
No way.
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Nope.
So Justin Time went back in time or got sent back in time somehow?
Lost in the depths of time, thanks to Lazarus's invention.
This is nuts.
I know, right?
Okay, so we got Toontown. We got a guy named Justin Time frozen for who knows how long.
Right.
And then we've got a missing inventor. It sounds like Lazarus's story is just getting
Oh,
started.
yeah, we're just getting warmed up.
What else do we know about him?
All right, so according to Kirk Lazarus and the missing time machine,
Okay.
after Lazarus went public with his claims about this time machine, authorities, they raid his house.
They raided his
Yeah,
house.
but guess what? He's
He's gone,
gone.
like vanished, vanished.
No trace,
Wow.
no explanation.
Talk about a disappearing act.
I know, right?
And I've heard something about him going to ancient Egypt.
Yeah, there's this theory
Yeah.
that's been going around for years now.
Something about hieroglyphs.
Hieroglyphs that resemble him. I
Whoa.
know, it's a lot.
Okay, before we go any further,
Yeah.
should we like take a step back and consider the science here?
Yeah, good
Like,
point.
is any of this even
Well,
possible?
let's find out.
That's the big question,
It
right? I mean,
is.
we see time travel in movies and books all the time,
Yeah.
but like, is there any actual science behind it?
Well, time machine speculations gets into some of those possibilities. It
Okay.
mentions like time dilation,
Yeah.
where time can pass at different rates depending on things like
Yeah.
gravity and the speed.
Okay, I've heard of that, but it always seemed so theoretical to me,
Yeah.
like something out of a physics textbook.
Right.
How would that even work in the real world?
Okay, so imagine you're traveling at super high speeds, close to the speed of light.
Okay.
Now, according to Einstein's theory of relativity,
Okay.
time would actually slow down for you
Oh, wow.
relative to somebody who's just standing still.
That's wild.
Yeah, so years could pass for them, but only a few days or even hours might pass for you.
So you could like travel into the future that way,
Yeah,
but not
theoretically.
back to the past.
Yeah, it's more of a one-way ticket to the
Oh.
future.
Okay, what about wormholes? Yeah,
Wormholes.
you hear about those all the time in like sci-fi.
Right.
Could those be the key to going back in time?
So wormholes, another fascinating concept, they're like these theoretical tunnels that
Okay.
connect two different points in space-time,
Okay.
potentially letting you travel instantly across huge distances or
Oh.
even through time.
So like a shortcut.
Exactly, like a
Through
shortcut.
reality.
Yeah, through the fabric of reality.
That's mind-blowing.
But here's the catch.
Okay.
The science behind wormholes is super speculative.
Yeah.
We've never actually seen one. And even if they do exist, the technology to like stabilize them and navigate them, it would be way beyond anything we can even imagine right now.
So it sounds like even if time travel is like theoretically possible, we're nowhere near building a machine like Lazarus claimed he did.
Yeah, time machine speculations makes it clear that the technology is just it's too much for us right now.
It's interesting, though, right?
Yeah.
Like Lazarus's story, whether it's true or not, it really makes you think about time travel.
It does.
Like, how would it change our understanding of history?
That's a really good question.
You know, if you could go back and see things firsthand.
Yeah, to be there when they signed the Declaration of Independence. Or to walk with the dinosaurs.
Oh, man.
You would change everything we know about the past.
But thinking about Lazarus's story, it makes me think there's got to be some downsides to time travel, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what if somebody went back and changed the past for their own, like, selfish reasons?
You're hitting on one of the biggest concerns with time travel, the paradoxes and unintended consequences.
Like, you mess with one thing, and who knows what could happen.
The butterfly effect.
Right, exactly.
One tiny change could just ripple.
And change every...
out time.
What if you, like, accidentally prevented some huge invention or changed, like, how a war turned out?
That's a big question about free will and determinism.
Yeah.
You know, if we could change the past, are we changing destiny?
Right.
Or are we just playing out some, like, preordained plan?
Whoa.
It's a lot to think about.
It really is.
Been debated for centuries.
It makes my head spin.
Yeah, it's a lot
to wrap your head around.
And then who would even decide what changes to make?
Right, exactly.
And, like, what the purpose would be?
It's a slippery slope.
For sure.
Yeah.
A lot of scientists and philosophers actually argue that even if we could time travel, it would be way too dangerous.
Really?
Yeah, they say it'd be irresponsible to even try it.
Wow.
Because the risks to the timeline to cause an effect, it's just too much.
I guess it makes you appreciate, like, how history has unfolded.
It does.
And that we should learn from it.
Right.
Instead of trying to change
it. Exactly. Learn from our mistakes.
Right.
Not repeat them.
Okay, but let's not forget the, like, the positive side of all this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, Lazarus's story.
Right.
True or not.
Uh-huh. It makes us think about time.
It really does.
On a grand scale.
And all the mysteries it holds.
Exactly.
Yeah, it definitely sparks the imagination.
It does.
And even if we never actually build a time machine.
Right.
Like exploring these ideas.
Yeah.
Through stories like Lazarus's. Yeah. It can still teach us a lot.
It can teach us about ourselves and the universe we live in.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah.
Into the tale of Kirk Lazarus.
The time traveler.
What's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this?
I think the big takeaway is that even though time travel might not be real, the story of Kirk Lazarus reminds us to stay curious, to embrace those mysteries of the universe, and to, you know, approach the unknown with a sense of wonder, but also a little bit of caution.
Well said.
Thank you.
And to our listener, keep exploring, keep questioning.
Keep that wonder alive.
And who knows, maybe someday the secrets of time travel will be unlocked.
It could happen.
And we'll all be able to experience the wonders and dangers of time travel for ourselves.
What a thought.
Until then, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into time travel.
It was fun.
It's a good one.